The World Dairy Expo is happening in Madison all this week, and U.S. Agriculture Secretary is getting some attention for comments he made there yesterday. Sonny Perdue was asked about whether Wisconsin dairy farms could survive in the face of low commodity prices and the trade war with China. Perdue responded yes, but suggested they may need to get bigger if they're going to make it, as, quote, big gets bigger and small go out.
It's very difficult on an economy of scale with the capital needs and all the environmental regulations and everything else today to survive milking 40, 50, 60, or even 100 cows. And that's what we've seen. What we've seen is the number of dairy farmers go out, but the dairy cows haven't reduced that much. Those cows have not gone to slaughter. They've gone to someone else's herd.
Darren Von Ruden is a dairy farmer in Westby and president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Darren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's your reaction to these comments from Secretary Perdue yesterday?
Well, it's really disheartening. When you have so many farms that have went out of business already and so many more that are on the verge of going out of business, it really is not taken lightly by those farmers that are struggling. And just looking at some of the comments, too, as far as regulations are what's driving these 50 to 100, 150 cow dairy operations out of business, it couldn't really be farther from the truth. That there isn't a regulation that costs me as a 50 cow dairy producer a penny to stay in business. The regulations that he's talking about that cost money are to look at or keep the larger farms playing by the rules as far as environmental regulations. And so his comments that regulations are driving dairy farmers off the farm is really not the truth.
Now, his other point was that there's economies of scale. Bigger farms can operate cheaper per unit. In effect, is there just some sort of economic change going here that we can't do much about? It's just bad news for smaller dairy farms.
Well, you know, if we were all on a level playing field, it might be a different story. You know, right now the taxpayers are subsidizing the largest of dairy farms in the state of Wisconsin and around the United States, too. We're looking at, you know, the state of South Dakota has got some pretty good programs going right now, inviting large farms into that state, and they get tax breaks and other advantages that the 50 to 200 cow dairy operators can't take advantage of.
What are you hearing from smaller scale dairy farmers around the state right now about what they're up against?
Well, you know, the majority of them really want to see some kind of a supply management program, something that could be put in place to make it more equitable, where all producers are going to receive the same benefits from the consumer dollar. Also hearing a lot of frustration over the current trade situation that's going on. These payments that are coming to farmers really are not covering much, if anything, as far as debt goes. Really, the payments that we've received the last 2 years don't even cover half of what our advertising bill is. That's a mandatory thing that we have to pay into the federal government to do generic advertising on dairy products. So, you know, we're hearing more and more that we should have more control over, number one, our production system and how much we produce to make sure that we bring supply and demand into balance.
Talking to Darren Von Ruden, dairy farmer in Westby, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union, looking at small-scale dairy farms after comments from the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture yesterday here in Wisconsin at the World Dairy Expo. Darren, for people who aren't in the dairy business or in farming, they might say, well, you know, large producer, small producer, I'm getting my dairy products either way. What would you say to them about the importance of keeping viable, smaller scale operations in business?
Well, certainly looking at what happens with the rural economy and maybe more even the local economy when large farms from out-of-state owners come in, the question is how many of those dollars that firm generates actually stay in that local community. When they do their banking with a large bank, either in Chicago or New York, or maybe not even in this country, and they have their equipment, they buy straight from the plant where it's being produced. Fertilizer, they're probably buying that from a port somewhere either on the Mississippi or one of the coasts, and so that money doesn't come back into that local community where that farmer's at. And then just looking at the labor force, too, you know, a lot of them do have immigrant laborers that are working there, and they certainly spend a little bit of money in the local community to take care of their daily needs. But what's left at the end of the month actually goes back to their home countries to support their families there. So, the big question is, how much that money is actually staying in these local communities.
Now, what are you seeing? We hear about a lot of farms closing. What have the numbers been like when it comes to farm closures, especially here in Wisconsin, Darren?
So back in April, we lost 3 farms a day in the month of April. We're over the two dairy farms per day average here for this year. Last year, we were right at that two dairy farms per day. So you look at the raw numbers. Back in the 80s, when we were losing 3 farms a day, we had 35 to 40,000 dairy farms in the state. At the end of 2018, we were down to around 7,500 dairy farms. So comparing the stress of the 80s to what we're seeing today, it's actually a lot worse on a percentage basis.
Is this a case we hear a lot about how tariffs are affecting some kinds of agriculture in Wisconsin and around the country? Is that part of the story for dairy?
Well, yes, it is, and it has that ripple effect. It might not be impacting every farmer in the state directly, but it has that ripple effect because when you lose a market, product builds up, and then you have the backlog of product that has to be moved, and so that lowers everybody's price. And looking at losing markets that we've built up over the last 15 to 20 years, it's going to take 10 to 15 years to build those back up. So we're not going to see this immediate effect the day that the trade agreements might be signed. It's going to take some time to actually build those markets back up.
Now, you mentioned the idea earlier of dairy supply management. It might be a tough sell to a lot of stakeholders. Who do you see doing that? Would that be something the government would implement, or the dairy industry would work together on? How would that work?
It has to be something that involves the whole dairy industry, and then the government's going to be the oversight factor in there. If we look at how some of the other industries in this country have supply management programs, the farmers have a lot to say in what goes on, but it also has to involve the federal government to make sure that nobody's really a bad actor, but also protecting that industry from outside sources that will import products into this country at lower prices than what it takes for American farmers to produce that product.
We have a question from a listener, Darren, who wonders what, if anything, can consumers do to favor smaller producers here in the state?
Well, that's the hard question because we are a national industry, and what's going on is, it's frustrating because of the pricing system that we have. It's outdated and needs to be updated. So really, number one, they could talk to their elected officials and say that we need to find a mechanism that allows more producers to stay in business, diversify our production mechanisms versus going to the large scale, and that's the only type of production that we want to see. Diversity really is something that benefits both the producers and the consumers.
In our last few moments, Darren, I know prices have been low for commodity milk for quite a while now. I've heard there was a slight uptick. Are you seeing any improvement on the price front?
We're probably going to see a month here in October with the prices ticking up a little bit because of the way the markets were 2 months ago, but since then they've dropped again. And just looking at what's happening on the stock market, a lot of times commodity markets follow that same scale. So if we are seeing, drops in the stock market here over the last couple of weeks, we can probably see that in commodity markets too.
Darren, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Darren Von Ruden, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He was with us today to talk about the financial viability of smaller family farms, especially dairy farms, after U.S. Agricultural Secretary Sonny Perdue suggested yesterday that they might need to scale up to survive.